You're listening to SBS News.
As Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews delivered his daily COVID-19 update, the age spread of daily victims jumped out as a stark reminder of the indiscriminate nature of the virus.
In terms of limited information, I can provide you one man in his 20s, three women and two men in their 80s, four women and four men in their 90s. 12 of those 14 fatalities are linked to aged care outbreaks.
Another 372 virus cases reported, up on yesterday, but Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton still believes the worst of Victoria's second virus wave is over.
These are still the effects of mask wearing and stage three restrictions. So I think that's encouraging that we've turned the corner with those interventions and that we should see a further driving down of transmission with the stage four restrictions. So yeah, it's going in the right direction. I'm very confident we've seen the peak, but it's got to come down quickly.
And it may take another 2 weeks, he says, for death numbers to start coming down. With many of those fatalities in nursing homes, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has issued an apology for system failures highlighted in the Aged Care Royal Commission.
On the days that the system falls short, on the days that expectations are not met, I'm deeply sorry about that. Of course I am. And I know that everyone who's involved in the process who was trying to meet those expectations is equally sorry. On days where workforces are completely stripped from facilities and there's nobody there and you scramble for a workforce to try and put them in place and you have ADF officers who go there at 11 o'clock at night to try and clean up the mess, that's not good enough.
But Federal Health Department Secretary Dr. Brendan Murphy has hit back at the Commission's counsel assisting for highlighting 70% of Australia's COVID-19 deaths have occurred in nursing homes. Dr. Murphy has told a Senate committee the fatalities still make up only 0.1% of aged care residents, compared to 5% or more in countries like the United Kingdom.
Every death is an absolute tragedy and it's been an awful situation, but to interpret a percentage of an extremely low death rate as an example of poor aged care management is simply not defensible.
And as Victoria continues to flatten the curve, COVID-19 cases from unknown sources remain an ongoing concern. Professor Brett Sutton says they account for around 1 in 5 infections.
And that'll be for a number of reasons. They just simply don't have anyone else in their household who's been unwell. They can't identify anyone in their workplace who's been unwell. The places that they nominate don't have existing cases, clusters, outbreaks. And so we can't determine absolutely where they've got it from. But of course, we know that there are other opportunities that people can pick it up. Sometimes they won't recall a close contact, and sometimes it might be that they've had a more casual contact, and for those people they can't identify where they've been or with whom they've been, but they've probably picked it up there.
These so-called mystery cases are worrying in New South Wales too. While the state reported just another 9 new infections, epidemiologists have warned real case numbers could be as much as 10 times higher because of the level of unknown community transmission. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has told Channel 7 mystery cases are what keeps her awake at night.
We've been at it for 6 weeks in New South Wales since we realised how bad the Victorian situation was, and we're doing well, we're holding our own. But when every week you get a couple of unknown cases and they can't be linked, you do worry.
And there's sleepless nights too across the Tasman Sea, with New Zealand's coronavirus mystery cluster growing to 29 cases. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says genomic sequencing suggests the infections result from a source new to the country. Auckland has been put under stage 3 restrictions and the rest of the country stage 2. Ms. Ardern says the current settings will remain in place until the 26th of August, with the hope that a full 2 weeks of restrictions will help authorities eliminate COVID-19 from the community once again.
Our current expectation is that by this time, the perimeter of the cluster will be identified, will be isolated, and we can move to level 2 in Auckland with confidence.
More than 30,000 tests have been undertaken in the country over the past 48 hours, and 38 people linked to the cluster are now in government-managed quarantine as a precaution. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.